Welcome to Polyamory. I'm your host, Polyamorous Jay. Today's episode is about accepting your limits. If love is truly infinite, then what kinds of things limit our relationships? And how do we accept those limits? A lot of people in the polyamorous community like to argue that love is infinite. It's always in abundance. The more you love, the more love you have to give. While this is true, it doesn't change the fact that other things in your life have limits. Your time, your energy, your abilities, your finances, those are all things that are finite. No matter what way you slice it, you'll still only have 24 hours in a day. Loving someone more isn't going to change that. So while it is possible for you to love just about every person you come in contact with, it isn't possible for you to actually take action on every single emotional connection you make. At some point, you will become polysaturated, meaning you won't have any more resources to extend to new partners. You'll be tapped out. And that's okay. For some people, this happens when they have only two or three partners. Others can sustain six or more relationships simultaneously with no problem. And then some people may be completely maxed out at one or even none. All of that is okay. It is going to be different for different people. It is going to be different depending on the dynamics you are involved in and depending on the wants and needs of all your partners. After all, it is much easier to maintain a plethora of connections when all of your partners are fine with only seeing you for an hour here or there, opposed to wanting to see you as much as possible. It's also easier to maintain multiple relationships when you're engaged in kitchen table polyamory, where you can hang out with multiple partners at the same time, opposed to parallel polyamory, where you spend time with all of your partners only separately. It doesn't really matter what category you fall into, though. At some point, you will become polysaturated, or in one form or another, have to come to grips with your limits. Why else is it important to acknowledge limits? Well, there are other things in your life that need to be maintained too, not just your partnerships. I'm talking about other responsibilities, such as children, or work, or school, etc. There's also the matter of your own personal health on all levels. Self-care is something that can easily go overlooked, especially when you're trying so hard to schedule in as much time as you can with multiple different people. But it's important to block out some me time that's just for you as well, for you to pursue hobbies or interests, cater to self-care needs, or just relax. Life doesn't need to be a constant chaotic mess. You might have to learn how to juggle multiple things at once, but you aren't joining the circus. And sometimes, simply, conflicts arise. You can't always be there 100% for every person you care about, and you shouldn't have to. After all, there is a big difference between ignoring your loved ones and simply setting boundaries. It's okay to say, I need some space. I'm going to take the day to just be with myself. It's okay if you can't afford to do all the same things with every single person. It's okay if you can't split up your time between your partners exactly evenly. And it's unrealistic to even try, or for anyone to expect that. Each and every person you're with will have different wants and needs when it comes to spending time with you. And you know what? Sometimes you and your partners will disagree with the amount of time you want to invest in each other, or the amount of effort you want to put into the relationship. Sometimes there will be a disconnect where you just can't seem to match up. And that is okay too. At that point, you can either choose to compromise or accept the fact that maybe right now you just aren't compatible. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. It doesn't mean you don't love each other or that you don't want to make things work. But sometimes, even if you want them to, things just don't work. Do you really want to try to force your partner into an arrangement they aren't happy with, or force yourself into one? I mean, why? For what purpose? Sometimes you just need to let go. This can mean that you choose to end or transition the relationship, or that you put things on pause, or whatever else works for the both of you. Try not to force things where they just don't fit. Not all puzzle pieces will fit in the same spot. It doesn't make the relationship a failure. Accepting your limits just acknowledges the reality of your humanity. Humans are flawed creatures. Our lives and our loves will not be perfect, and no matter how hard we try, they won't always work out. There was a quote I read on a polyphilia Facebook post recently. Well, that they actually copied from elsewhere. But it said, "Free time is not the same as availability." Now, let that sink in. Free time is not the same as availability. Just because you have a moment where you aren't busy with work or family or partners or whatever else, it doesn't mean that that time is up for grabs. Just because you have a free moment doesn't mean it should instantly be auctioned off to the highest bidder, in this case, the most needy partner or whatever have you. Sometimes your free time should just be kept as free time. Free time for yourself. Free time for other things you've been putting off. Free time for anything, really. Having free time does not instantly mean you are available for other things. Now, I'm not saying that if you get a moment and you've been wanting to spend time with your partner but haven't been able to find the time, that you shouldn't take that chance to do so. But filling your time slot shouldn't be the automatic response to finding you have a time slot free. Your schedule does not need to be booked to the brim. A point that Polyphilia was trying to make on that post was that it's okay for you to spend time alone. If you feel like you need to pack your day full of social interactions, you should probably ask yourself why you don't want to spend time with just yourself. There is such a thing as being too dependent on others, even in regards to just filling up your time and nothing more specific. If you feel like you can't handle going for a week or a day or even an hour without needing to see somebody, that's probably something you should look into and do some self-work on. See, some people end up with tons of partners because they are afraid to be alone. They feel lonely if they aren't being loved and paid attention to in that current moment. They are very reliant on their loved ones for comfort and entertainment. So they will gather up a collection of partners to occupy their time. Again, there is nothing wrong with having lots of partners, but there is a point at which you should ask yourself, why am I relying so heavily on my partners for my social needs? Why do I feel like I need to spend so much time with my partners? Oftentimes, this is due to having a lack of love for the self, a lack of a relationship with the self, or something similar. But I'm going to tell you right now that your relationship with yourself should be top-notch important to you. You should invest a significant amount of time and energy into yourself. This kind of investment does not make you selfish. It is actually a very healthy thing to do. There is never a downside to investing in your relationship with yourself. It can only strengthen your relationships with others. I'm going to be honest with you, it can be really hard to accept your own limits, especially when it comes to relationships. I've recently had to struggle through accepting my own limits in regards to time, energy, and ability within a long-distance relationship. It has been really frustrating to me that because of my role as a mother and my current pregnancy, that I cannot invest as much as I want to into that relationship. That I can't just hop on a train or plane or bus or road trip and go see my partner. I so badly want to try to let things in that relationship grow into something more. but my energy levels being so low and my time restraints and my inability to go visit, along with a list of other things, just makes it impossible. It isn't that I don't want to try, just that I am empty and unable to do more. That is a really hard one to accept. If that partner lived closer, I'd be able to see them, even for brief moments. I'd be able to take them on dates and allow our connection to grow and change naturally. I really want that for us, but it just isn't currently in the cards. I've had to accept those limits about my own abilities and what that means for the extent of my partnership. It definitely hasn't been easy to do, but nonetheless, I have had to do it. Accepting your limits can be hard, but it's important to acknowledge that your limits exist, to identify where they are and how they impact your relationships with others, and even the relationship you have with yourself. You can only push yourself so hard. You can only spend so much time, so much energy, so much money. You can only do things to the best of your current abilities. And sometimes you shouldn't even try for the best, because you don't have to feel like you're at the end of your rope constantly. You don't have to use up every last second of your day. You don't have to spend all your cash. You don't have to invest all your energy. Setting boundaries to protect your own needs is also extremely important. You need to be ready and willing to draw a line and say, I cannot invest anything more of myself beyond this point. Once you've identified your limits and accepted them, it's about protecting those limits. Those limits, ideally, become intertwined with your boundaries. After all, what are boundaries, if not the limits you set for yourself? In conclusion, is it easy to accept your limits? Not always. Do limits sometimes suck? Definitely. But you still have them, and you need to accept that fact. Try to be open and honest with others about what your limits are. If you can't invest more than a certain number of hours a week or a month or whatever, then be upfront about that. If you don't have the energy or time to have a super seriously committed relationship, just say that. It's okay if you can't handle anything more than casual connections right now. Take the time to figure yourself out so that you can express honestly what your limits or boundaries are. Will your limits upset others? Sometimes. But that doesn't mean you have to try and push yourself past your limits just to please them or make them happy. Do what is best for you. Part of accepting limits is respecting them. And by respecting your limits, you will be respecting yourself. And if you leave space to respect yourself, you'll more easily be able to respect others and their limits. Yes, love is infinite. Love knows no bounds. Love is fluid and flowing and free and endless. It is a beautiful, beautiful thing. It's an amazing blessing that we get to take part in this wonderful thing called love, in all its amazing forms. But still, we are only human, and humans have limits. Where love goes on forever, other things must come to an end. No matter how hard you try, you will not be able to expand your time, energy, finances, abilities, or anything else endlessly. So, let your heart love. Let it love wild and free. But accept your limits where they do exist. Or else those limits will find a way to crush your sense of abundant love. And that, my friends, is the most tragic part of all. That brings us to the end of today's episode. If you have any questions you'd like us to answer on our podcast, please email them to johnny@polyamorousliving.com. That's JAUNI@polyamorousliving.com. Or leave us a voice message. For our next episode, we will be discussing consent, communication, and autonomy. Till next time, this has been Polyamorous J on PolyAmI, discussing what it means to accept our limits in relationships. Have a gay day. Ciao.